July 24th. After our concert in Chicago, my band was trending nationally on social media. Scoo-wee! Well, okay, we were trending on social media with the Bad Boys as their cool new opening act. They are always trending, especially since they've been on tour. But still, I was shocked when Mackenzie took credit for it, and Victoria actually believed her. Mackenzie, thank you for working countless hours to create an exciting and successful national campaign. This band is very lucky to have a great BFF like you who tirelessly supports them. Yeah, right. As Mackenzie's roommate, I know everything she's been doing on this tour. Shopping, spa treatments, posting selfies, fanny petties, lounging by the pool, talking to her friends on the phone, and trying to weasel her way backstage to meet the Bad Boys at concerts. How did I know all of this stuff? By snooping and reading her schedule every day. Mackenzie hasn't spent 1 second promoting our band on social media. Instead, she's just been promoting herself. I heard her brag to Tiffany that she now has over 150,000 followers on social media since she first announced she was on tour with the Bad Boys. Mackenzie is also super messy and the worst roommate ever. I hope I can finish this tour. Anyway, Sunday morning we left Chicago and flew to Miami for a concert later that night. Then on Monday, we had a concert in Washington, D.C. On Tuesday, we were in Atlanta, and on Wednesday, it was Houston. By Thursday, I didn't have the slightest idea what city we were in. I am not lying. I was so mentally and physically exhausted, I could barely keep my eyes open, and my Frappuccino with extra espresso from Starbucks was not helping. Where was I? I saw palm trees, mountains, a beach, and, a really cute guy waving at me. Wait, that was Joshua.
Hi, Nikki, can you talk?
Joshua asked. Sure, what's up? I smiled.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that your song, Dork's Rule, is fire. I can totally relate to it. Especially the part about not fitting in. For most of my life, I've tried really hard. But sometimes it just feels hopeless, he sighed.
Thanks, Josh. I was inspired to write it by the experience at my school, so I totally get how you feel. Well, kind of. I'm not super smart like you. Well, most people aren't super smart like you.
So, what am I supposed to do? If I get called Mr. Smarty Pants just one more time because I want to hang out at the library, he muttered under his breath.
Dork, nerd, geek, freak is all you see, I began. Suddenly Joshua smiled.
But just back off and let me be me, he finished.
Okay, I get it. It's not about trying to make other people like me. I just need to be comfortable in my own skin and like myself.
Wow, you really are a genius, Mr. Smarty Pants, I teased.
We both laughed at my silly joke. Joshua glanced at his watch.
I better get back before security realizes I'm gone. The guys and I have another TV interview in an hour. The circus never ends. I owe you, Nikki. If there's anything I can ever do for you, just let me know.
Actually, there is something you can do, I said. But I feel kind of embarrassed asking.
Sure, what is it? And seriously, you shouldn't feel embarrassed at all, Joshua assured me.
Can you tell me what city we're in?
Nikki, you're in Los Angeles. When you're on tour and don't know what city you're in, that just means you really need some sleep, he laughed. See you later.
Okay,
That made me feel a lot better. Cool. I've always wanted to visit Los Angeles. I was about to head up to my hotel room to try to get some rest before our concert tonight when I got an unexpected text message. It was from Brandon. Our tour schedule has been so hectic. We've barely had time to talk to each other, let alone hang out. Maybe we could take a walk along that beautiful beach. His text said, "Just got some really bad news from home. Don't know what to do. Where are you? Need to talk." I could tell Brandon was really upset. I texted him back. "I'm in the Starbucks in the lobby. I'll wait for you here." I sighed as a wave of dread washed over me and my heart started to pound. Maybe this whole tour thing was a big mistake.